Well, Jennifer, first off, let's just talk about what exactly is monkeypox.
So monkeypox, it's a rare disease caused by an infection with the monkeypox virus. The monkeypox virus is in the same family as smallpox, and it is similar to smallpox symptoms, but it's milder, and it is rarely fatal. And monkeypox is not related to the chickenpox, though.
How is this spread?
It is spread by direct contact with the infectious rash or scabs or body fluids, respiratory secretions during prolonged face-to-face contact, touching items such as the clothing or the linens that are previously been touched by the infectious rash or body fluids. Pregnant women can also transmit the virus to the fetus, and monkeypox can also be transmitted from infected animals either by scratching or by being bitten by the animal, or even preparing and eating meat of an infected animal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, is there what kind of treatment is being done for monkeypox?
So most people are being able to stay at home, and they're just treating the symptoms of the illness. So there doesn't appear to be a burden on current healthcare systems. There is antivirals may be recommended for certain people who are likely to have severe illness, like patients with a weakened immune system. The good thing is if you do not have symptoms of monkeypox, you cannot transmit it, but if you do have symptoms, you should talk to your healthcare provider immediately to see if you need the antiviral, what kind of treatment options could be given.
You know, this is getting a lot of press. It could be a problem for those who get it, but it's not as a big health concern as, say, COVID or anything like that, is it?
No, it's not. Like I said, it is rarely fatal. It's just mild symptoms. You start usually with a fever or headache, some muscle aches and body aches, chills, exhaustion, and then you get the rash, which looks like pimples or blisters, and they can appear on the face, inside the mouth, your hands, feet, chest, those type things.
I know the FDA has approved one or two vaccines. Can everybody take those?
It would only be recommended at this time for those that are close contact of people with monkey virus or with monkeypox, those who've been exposed, and those that are at high risk. So not everybody would necessarily need the vaccine. You would have to speak with your healthcare provider, and he could let you know whether you would meet that criteria.
Very good. Anything else about monkeypox we need to mention?
The big thing is, if you come into contact with somebody with monkeypox, make sure you perform hand hygiene. That's going to be the big thing. If you think you have monkeypox, if you suspect that you've been exposed, you need to reach out to your healthcare provider. You need to isolate from people. Watch for those symptoms, such as, you know, the fever, the rash, the muscle aches, those type things. That's going to be the big way to stop the spread of monkeypox.
Well, I got you on the phone, Jennifer. I got to ask you about COVID. It's just, I know the numbers are going back up again, and a lot of folks are worried about it. What can you tell us as far as Baxter County is concerned?
Well, currently in Baxter County, we have 174 active cases. This time last week, we had about 162, so it looks like we may be trying to plateau a little bit. Currently, we have 8 COVID patients in the hospital. We do not have any on the ventilator, and we are seeing, you know, patients are having to stay 2 or 3 days, and then it looks like they're getting to go home. So it is much less severe than the last couple times around.
Very good. All right. Jennifer, hey, we appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.